Every year, I promise myself I'll find the perfect gift.
Something they'll actually use.
And love. This year, I found it. The Bartesian Cocktail Maker.
Oh, that's the one that makes cocktails at the push of a button, right?
Exactly. Over 60 bar-quality drinks, from martinis to margaritas. Perfectly crafted every time.
I got one for my sister. And maybe for myself, too.
Smart. It's the season of giving and sipping.
And right now, you can save up to $150 on Bartesian cocktail makers.
That's a real holiday miracle.
Because the best gifts bring people together and make the holidays a little easier.
Give the gift of better cocktails this season with Bartesian. Mix over 60 premium drinks at the touch of a button. Save up to $150 on Bartesian cocktail makers. Don't wait. This offer ends December 2nd. Shop now at Bartesian.com/drinks. That's BARTESIAN.com/drinks.
After years of getting ripped off by big wireless providers, there's finally a better option. Mint Mobile is the affordable premium wireless service that you buy online. To get your phone plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/DIYS. What up? It's Tahir Moore.
And I'm Patrick Cloud.
And this is another episode of Damn Internet. You scary.
Hey, we got a guest.
We got a very special guest in the room. You guys have seen her all over All Deaf content. You've seen her on Squadcast. You've seen her on the All Deaf Women channel. You've seen her on Zooming with the Homies. You've seen her on Working This Hard. Ladies and gentlemen, all the way from Baltimore, she ran here. Put your hands together and welcome to the show for the first time, Miss Ty Davis.
Fly Ty.
Hey,
y'all.
Hey.
Fly Ty.
Nobody's called me Fly Ty.
I like Fly Ty.
Do you enjoy that?
I mean, yeah, you know, I can get into it.
Fly tie. There you go. I like it. We haven't been
in studio
for a while. So I forgot to ask you guys for the genres. Because we can actually cut a rug.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, is that dancing? That's more dancing
mm-hmm.
than singing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's like an old auntie term for singing? We can throw the boat.
I have no idea.
We can throw some notes.
I mean, they just say you gonna sing, child.
Yell some melodies. Melodies.
Luwayla said punk rock. Shout out to Luwayla for jumping
punk
in
rock?
21 questions yesterday.
Hey, Luwayla.
Sherry said, oh, Sherry's here too. Sherry said reggaeton. Lamora said mystical theme. That is amazing.
You guys always want the stickle, huh?
we got opera, bluegrass, trap, commercial jingle. Commercial jingle is actually pretty funny, too.
I actually really like that.
You like that?
Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
Let's get the jingles.
All right, well, commercial jingles. So, Ty, basically what we do, we have a...
Is this your first time on the show?
It is my first time on
the
show.
Wow. We work with you so much. I don't even know
what's
what.
We have a new song every show. All right? It's never the same show. Never repeats itself. And basically, the guest kind of just gets it in where they fit in. So since we're doing a commercial jingle, it only needs to be 15 to 30 seconds long. And so we always rhyme scary with Harry, Mary, Larry.
Dairy.
Non-dairy, non-binary.
Cherry.
Cherry. Oh, cherry, yeah.
You're already throwing some new ones.
Yeah, so that's basically what we do. Do we want to go... something like that.
Like belly. That's not the word I meant. Like bell-ish with bells.
Yeah.
Having bells.
Yeah. Yeah, why not?
Belly.
Something upbeat. Something catchy.
Okay, so like, okay.
You know what we should do? We should do it off of the Jones barbecue and foot massage.
Okay, I got something.
All right, here we go. Ready? So, Ty, you could just... Pat's going to go for a little bit, and then you can jump in and start freestyling with it, too, or you can ad-lib on what he's doing.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
And after that, we'll let you finish your post. Ty's been trying to make this post for 10 minutes. Ty, on this computer phone, she don't
know. I'm not wearing a computer phone. You know it'll take me a little minute to do
stuff. All right. So we're going to do this, and then we'll let you do that. All right. Here we go.
I'm going to give you a specific shout out.
Damn internet.
We gon' do it like this.
Damn
internet, you're scary, Ty. Damn, 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 internet, you're scary. This is all he does. Damn, internet, you're scary, Ty. Just add a little bird sound.
Why ask for that? You asked for the bird.
Why did I ask you for that?
Damn, internet, you're scared with time. Damn, internet, you're scared with time. Damn, internet, you're scared with time. Damn, internet, you're scared with time.
I wonder how many times I could do this and get away with it.
Scared with time. Damn, internet, you're scared with time.
This is hilarious.
If I did this for the first 18 minutes of the, would we like, what would our retention be? I wonder.
He sent me the bird sound. Oh, I
heard the bird sound. That was interesting. Okay.
I released an 8-minute video of me just saying like sandwich, and it got pretty good retention. Like people made it. People made it to the end. So maybe.
Oh my God.
That was good. I liked your bird sounds.
Thank you.
That was interesting.
Hey, what was this? What was the original song for that? That was a pretty good whatever that was.
Like Limo? Barbecue and food massage?
Yeah, the original song was that Limo? Limo and Missy? I feel like Missy rapped at the end. I feel like that was a Limo song.
I don't know.
Damn, I'm drawing a blank on that beat. They'll probably say it.
I'm gonna drink this cocktail while y'all figure it out.
That was fun. That was pretty much the best
version.
That
was a good way to start it. Good way to kick it off.
Put this time welcome. Right. Welcome, Ty.
Thank you.
You guys both had very good sets on last Friday. Your set specific, first of all, you guys both worked out new stuff on stage, which is always fun to watch. But your set is usually about like finding dudes and stuff, mm-hmm. and settling down.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to ask you something. This is like the perfect story to have Ty on.
Okay.
I always ask this because I sometimes hear like women say stuff like, my next boyfriend is my last boyfriend. And I'm like, man, that's a lot of pressure on yourself. So,
and on the guy.
Yeah, that's
right. I was just trying to come in sliding some warm ass. I didn't know.
And the guy, right?
I didn't know the contingency plan. Sliding
some warm ass.
Yeah, sliding some warm ass.
Seemed like it was like cutting a case.
We need to investigate that.
That nigga case.
Sliding him some warm ass.
Hey, man, like home base, safe.
So this tweet went viral. A woman tweeted, I'm dating to marry. Mm. I want a family, not a little relationship.
Mm.
And then a response that went viral was, I've learned that dating to marry allows you to put up with bullshit because you visualize the future and aren't focused on the now. Date to be happy, and if happiness turns into marriage, you're getting exactly what you wanted. What side of that do y'all fall?
So I understand both sides of what they're saying. So for the first woman, I'm assuming they're both women, yes?
Yes.
Okay, so for the first woman, her saying that she's dating to marry, she knows specifically that she wants a commitment. Mm-hmm. She doesn't want to be for these streets or for the sidewalk like me.
What does that mean?
That means I am beholden to no man. I am unspoken for. Mm-hmm. And if I have the spirit move me, I will let the Lord use me, and I will let somebody clap these cheeks. You know okay. what I mean?
Isn't that, I mean, no.
I don't know if
no
the Lord
disrespect.
Moves
no, the
you
Lord
in that
be
sense.
Knowing. Okay, you know what
right.
I do.
All right, good.
You know what I do.
I don't know if the Lord moves towards clapping cheeks.
No, he knows, because he made the cheeks to be clapped. I was made in his image, so.
He did. He did make cheeks to be clapped. But I would say that, like, don't you think it's a little... not in the moment? Don't you think it's kind of like forcing it?
Yeah, so here's the side of it, right? So I know that I don't want to date any, like the whole idea of meeting someone, what's your favorite color, that whole thing, go to hell.
How do you skip that?
But see, I'm intentional with what it is. I know exactly what it is that I want. I know the parameters of what I want my relationship. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was going to take a year.
Yeah, gotcha.
But so like I know what I'm looking for, you know, whether it's companionship, a partnership, whether it's Mr. Right or Mr. Right Now. So I think the other woman, she sounds more frustrated because she's been through all of these things. Right. And she knows, look, I just want to be married. I want a husband. But that way of thinking could be dangerous because, like the other party said, you could end up settling for something that or someone that you don't want because you're so hell-bent on getting this thing that you want. Mm. So for me, I don't even like the word dating at this point. But my relationships and interactions with men are intentional. Mm. So whether it's, oh, you look good, I'm trying to see what's up with you, I'm only in town for a few more days, you know, come through the telly. Mm. And then there may be someone that's like, oh,
you
know,
call the hotel the telly?
Yeah, you know, that was born in the 1900s.
Yeah,
so
I haven't heard that in a minute.
You know, the telly, come through.
Chingy was the last person I heard say that, actually.
Don't do that. I feel like that was a, I feel like there was a slight at St. Louis and older people.
It really was.
The
it
fuck
was.
You, Pat, and your Airbnb and shit.
I didn't even remember. Oh,
yeah, fuck you,
he's
Pat.
From St. Louis.
Yeah, all right, motherfucker.
I felt like y'all forgot. Oh, Chingy, that is us.
But like there's somebody that I am interested in that I would like a longer lasting, more expanded form of our relationship. But he dumb. So while he's trying to figure his life out and figure that, I'm still doing me. But, you know, just I'm doing what I'm doing with intent. Yeah. So but you got to be clear with who you're doing that with. So if it's like, hey, young fella, come over to the telly.
First of all,
this is
young
my
fella?
Room.
Yeah.
Young fella.
I'm sorry, Katie, because I know that was all in your ear. Hey, young fella.
Hey.
Ty sounds like a slave master when she calling niggas to the corner.
Hey, young
come
fella.
Here, little boy.
Hey,
let me
young
talk
buck.
To you.
Come here, little boy.
Let me break
come
you
come
real
here, little
quick.
Boy. Come here, little boy. Let me talk to you real
I don't know
quick.
If I would respond to little boy.
I promise
young
you
fella is kind of enticing because it's almost like, oh, does she have a cigar lounge at the crib?
Because, see, if you say little boy, it immediately makes them feel some kind of way, like they feel challenged in their manhood. So now they want to prove that they're not, in fact, a boy, that they're a man. So really, it's like psychology. So it's okay. Like, oh, so you're not a little boy? Prove it.
Let me ask you this. Are you single until you're married? Because I hear that thrown around a lot, too.
I am. I'm single until I'm married.
So I said, shit, catch me on the right day when I'm married. Bitch might be single then, too.
I might be single that day. You know what?
That's a nigga not be acting right.
I am single right now.
But why do people want the ceremony so bad instead of an actual fun or healthy relationship? Because I feel like if you get that, who cares if you're married?
Because and I used to feel like this, so I'm speaking from my opinion. I can't speak on anyone else. I used to want the elaborate ceremony and all that because it's the flex. Mm-hmm. To stand there and finally declare that someone loves me and we're committing our lives together. But I would rather have a small ceremony or not even a ceremony at all, really. Mm-hmm. I don't want to pay $40,000-$50,000 on a wedding and then my marriage is trash.
Yes.
And we spend the first 2-3 years of our marriage financially struggling.
Yes.
Because we wanted to invite somebody and pay for people to eat to celebrate us. Because
that's what you're doing.
That's like, what, I don't that's what a lot of people that. Are going wrong. That's the what
plates,
I'm asking.
The plates at marriage, I mean, at weddings are typically about $45 to $100 per plate. That's where the money costs. Then, on top of that, renting a venue, if you have two different venues for the reception and the actual ceremony, you got to rent all of that, transportation, pictures. The photographer going to hit you over the head by itself, too. The photographer was the most expensive part of my marriage.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Yeah.
The graduations and weddings, oh, photographers.
Wait. More than the venue?
Let me tell you something. I spent $5,000 on my entire wedding. That's with flights, honeymoon.
Honeymoon?
Her dress, everything, $5,000 all in. The location we used for the ceremony was the same location we used for the venue. The owner of the location was a chef. Because the owner of the location was a chef, so he was able to bake the cake and make the plates. Right? And he only charged us $38 per plate. And
how much was the venue?
The venue, I think he charged us $1,500 for the day.
That's not bad.
I asked that like I knew the wedding venue.
$1,500
for the
day?
That's good, right?
Yes.
It's hella good. Okay.
Actually, you know what? It might have been $1,000 because, like I said, the most expensive thing was
the
photographer.
The
photographer was $1,500. So the venue had to be $1,000. And then we paid for all the plates of all the people, the flights, everything, $5,000. But the photographer...
Wait, the actual vacation was wrapped into this $5,000.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You should literally make a YouTube video breaking this down.
Travelzoo hooked it up
That's
on the vacation.
That's ridiculous.
We got the flights with that. God damn me. And I called in all the favors. My sister got us a wedding planner for our wedding gift. And she did all the stuff because we got married in St. Louis. So we were already living in L.A. She was just running around getting all the signatures and getting the people there, sending out invitations, securing the venue, okaying the food, doing the tasting, all that type of stuff. And we just trusted her with everything. $5,000.
How much was the photographer?
$1,500.
Oh, I thought the venue was.
No, that's what I said. That's how I said the venue must have been $1,000 because the photographer was $1,500. And this was my nigga. This was like when he did a photo shoot for me in St. Louis, and I posted those pictures, and everybody's like, "Where you got?" Like he did that photo shoot, I think, for $150, right? Mm-hmm. After that, a year later, he got so much traction off of the photos I posted and so many new clients. The next time it was for an hour shoot, it was I think he had went up to $500. Mm-hmm. For 1 hour shoot and like three outfit changes. When I tell you my $150 got me like six different outfit changes and six different locations.
Because you started that.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, you gotta give back. If somebody helped the boost, you gotta give, because he could have hit you with that full price and been like, mm-hmm. Hmph.
Yes.
He could have T-Pain'd.
And he still showed me love with the $1,500. He said it's normally $2,500 for it.
Yeah, the better the pictures, of course, the more the photographer's gonna go. Like for me, I would rather let's go to the courthouse, let's do this. You bring your mans, I bring my girl, boom, we say these words and then we out. Let's spend this money on a trip. Let's go to, like, you know, that would be the honeymoon.
Yeah.
Like damn that reception and all
that. I would
that.
Much rather, like, a dope honeymoon than a dope party. Like,
and then come back.
I'll tell you guys I'm married.
This money, put that toward a house. Like, I would rather be moving into a house after my wedding than going back to an apartment because we spent $20,000-$30,000 on this wedding.
Going back to an apartment where you don't have all the stuff you want, all the stuff you need. Because luckily we did a wishing well marriage, wedding. So everyone just gave us money and gift cards. But, like, sometimes people be getting a whole lot of shit, blenders, and I don't even need all of that, bro.
Oh,
like,
you didn't do gifts? It was all money?
All cash. That makes way more sense. We flying in and out. We ain't got no time for this, man. Yep. Like, you wanna get me something for my wedding?
Money.
Bro, give me that money. And if you don't want to do that, give me something like a purple mattress. Now, I know that's a little extravagant, but let me tell you something. Sleep is a big part of your life. You do it at least 6 to 8 hours a night. And I need that purple mattress, okay? As the world becomes increasingly uncomfortable, we are all looking for as much comfort as we can get, okay? And I want my comfort when I'm sleeping. You understand me? And the one thing I can always count on is how comfortable my purple mattress is. That's because purple is comfort reinvented. All right? Only purple has the grid, a stretchy gel material that's amazingly supportive for your back and legs while cushioning your shoulders, neck, and hips. And I don't know how it does it. It's just fantastic. That's all I can say. Because how it's designed, the grid doesn't trap air. Air actually circulates and flows through it, so you'll never overheat. The grid bounces back as you move and shift, unlike memory foam, which remembers everything. That's why memory foam has craters and divots. So I want you guys to check out the purple mattress. We started with the pillow. All right, you get the pillow. We actually got the seat cushion too. The seat cushion in there too. We purple all
seat
through.
Cushions?
Yeah,
it's seat cushions.
Yeah, man. What, hold on.
The pillow is...
This is the purple secret. We got it all in here.
Oh,
boom.
That's fire.
Bow. Oh.
I already decided the purple mattress is happening.
Oh, that grid right now.
It's
all
happening
right?
This year for sure.
This is fantastic. Listen, as of right now, you can try purple mattress risk-free with free shipping and returns, and financing is even available. So, purple really is comfort to the uncomfortable world. Right now, you can get 10% off any order of $200 or more. Go to purple.com/DIYS10 and use the promo code DIYS10. That's purple.com/DIYS10. Use the promo code DIYS10 for 10% off any order of $200 or more. purple.com/DIYS10, promo code DIYS10. Terms apply.
That's a good ass ad.
Hey, man. Just slide them in there.
Slide them in.
Try to pull those conversations to the side and slide them ass in.
I like that. Everybody knows what he was talking about.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
I
smell what you're cooking to here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, typically we used to do a lot of conspiracies. In fact, it was called the Conspiracy Corner.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And Tahir sent me something last night that...
Thanks to Diana G.
Shout out to Diana G.
Yep.
This is something that I feel like the Conspiracy Corner may be back. It's very intense. But before we get to that, I want to talk about what's going on in the medical field in life right now. Did you guys hear about the antiviral COVID pill?
Mm-mm. Excuse me, what now?
The pill.
So this is like the alternative to the vaccination shot?
The Pfizer CEO just said that an antiviral COVID pill could be available by the end of the year. What? You guys in on, you guys in to that or?
Here's my thing. If, because at one point they were saying that this might have to be a yearly thing, kind of like the flu shot. Mm-hmm. You know, you need to get vaccinated once a year if the strain continues to mutate. If I could take this pill, I ain't got to leave the house. I ain't got to stand in line. I ain't got to do that. Absolutely. Absolutely. Because when okay. I got my second shot, it was, I was in line for about 30, 40 minutes. It was moving, but it was just that many people.
Damn.
So if I can like get something and get a prescription for it and just do it at the crib, oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Without
I got to wait for a couple pills. I got to wait for a couple like groups to take the pill though.
Here's the thing though. If you're taking a vaccination, you are still in the first generation. So taking the pills won't make any difference.
They ain't different?
No,
they be releasing new ones. They had the Johnson & Johnson and then the Pfizer.
Okay, and Johnson & Johnson had a recall. They was like, oh.
That's what I'm saying. That was the first one.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's all first generation. All of this is first generation. The shots, the pills, all of it's first generation.
In the big picture, yeah.
It's a first generation disease.
I mean, here's my thing. I know this is kind of off topic, but like, you know how they were having the problems with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine?
Yep.
And how they stopped like production or whatever on it for a little bit. Mm-hmm. Why can't they do that with racism and like police reform? If they're like, whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Like a vaccination?
We need to fix this right away.
Yeah, pause it.
Because they stopped that vaccine so fast.
Absolutely.
And then they put it back out there. They were like, all right, we put something on the label that said this is going to happen to y'all.
Well, here's the thing. This is why it won't happen with police reform and everything. Because they won't be held accountable in court. Whereas a company like Johnson & Johnson, if someone dies, they can be sued and they can lose everything. But we've seen time and time again that, you know, they're not going to always get held accountable. So that's why they're not going to put a pause on it.
But see, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you think about the accountability, like when we talk about police reform, like some people are like, oh, abolish the police, you know, defund them. What if, first of all, it is too easy to become a police officer. It's too easy.
So like you spend less time in school as a police officer than you do for a barber.
Correct.
Seriously?
So yes. What, yeah. So what if there was a system where they had to, each police cadet or officer has to pay into a fund where if they are sued or the department is sued, you know, for, you know, excessive force or whatever, they have to pay for that. And if you're found guilty of whatever it is that you've been charged with,
you personally have to pay?
You personally.
Would that change if they were covering each other and keeping each other out of jail?
So think about it. You drive your car in a way that you drive it because you, one, you're adhering to the laws, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know that if you crash it or you crash into someone that you are responsible. Yeah, your insurance company has some things in place that's going to help. But ultimately, you're responsible for this. You get into an accident, your car insurance is going to go up, your premiums, things like that are going to go up. So if the police officer are held more accountable for stuff at the beginning, then they would probably be more mindful, like, you know what, I'm not going to put this person's arm behind their back because I know they ain't do nothing. Because if I dislocate their shoulder, then that's going to take out of my...
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Potentially take out of my... feel like, anything that they... If they get convicted of it, I feel like it should come out of their pension.
Absolutely. Unless or lose it all together.
Or lose it all together.
Right.
Because old girl retiring before she get a chance to get fired and lose her pension is the bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
That's the bullshit.
For sure.
Damn. Yeah, that's hella true.
That's all I'm saying.
Nigga was like, oh, shit. Resignation?
And people are...
Let's make sure the check, please.
But, like, if I decided today I want to go and be a cosmetologist, I want to learn how to do hair, it takes longer for me to learn how to do hair...
Absolutely.
...than it would for me to become a police officer. And like,
but somebody's life in their hands.
Yeah, like, even with doctors. If a doctor fucks up all the time, they will take... Their license away.
You can't practice. Yeah.
You will get hit with malpractice lawsuits. Like you could lose.
You don't even have to kill somebody.
You don't even have to kill them.
I don't even think they'd be covering for each other like that.
If you're like,
I ain't finna fuck up my license.
They'd be like, you left that doctor in that patient. Yeah. You left the towel.
You're bad.
Not me.
You're bad.
It's crazy. It's a whole
so they
towel.
Give each other up. So that's a great analogy. Like reform should be like it's not reform is not always just doing away with the system altogether. But when we're talking about accountability, like make them feel it, make them hurt, because a lot of these officers don't feel like they're gonna have to really pay. They're like, all right, I might lose my job, I get a slap on the wrist, and then the department will pay the lawsuit. Nah, when that start hitting you, like at home, it's like, all right, let me treat these people better.
Yep. I feel like and I've said this before, that police officers should have to do mandatory therapy, regardless mm-hmm. of something happened, because I feel like they only have to talk to someone when some shit happens, traumatic. But I feel like that shit should be like mandatory monthly. I also mm-hmm. feel like they should not always stay in the same locations. Because if you're working a high crime area, you're gonna start to look at everyone like a suspect. And that might happen regardless, just as part of the job, but like it's impossible to not be affected by that. Cause like no one's calling police officers over when they're having a good time. It's not like, hey, can we get some cops over here? We got some extra links on the grill. Got some extra ribs and shit. You know what I'm saying? They only call you when someone has a problem. So if you're trained to get the job to only respond a certain way when you're called, and then you're on the job and you get that training and you still are, that's reinforced, then that's how you start to view people. You view people as a 211. You view people as a 187. You view people as a whatever the code for a DUI is. You don't view people as humans anymore. Mm-hmm. And it's at that point where you are dehumanized and you don't see the worth of human life. Everyone is just a code. Everyone is just a response. And you're not de-escalating the situation and trying to lead with a peaceful solution. You're just there to fix it.
Like, I'm not saying we're going about this the wrong way. I'm just thinking that if we take the emotion out of it and we stick with the logic and the statistics and the analytics of reform, I go to school for English and human resource management. So if we're looking at this from a human resources perspective, whenever there's new plans or new procedures that are implemented, you have to have a course, you have to have them take a test, you have to make sure that they've received like the lessons and things that are in place. So if you're telling someone, hey, we can't do chokeholds anymore,
right?
So now we're going to have this instruction, this course, and let you know what it is that you can and can't do now, I think that we need to look at, like, I think that HR mm-hmm. should step in mm-hmm. with our political leaders. Do you know how good our presidents would be if we held them to the same standards of us when we get regular jobs? You know how, like, when you get a regular job,
right,
and it's like you got to be on the job for 90 days before you qualify for benefits?
Mm-hmm.
How good do you think our president would be?
Then being black on top of that?
Right. Like, how good do you think our president would be if we said to them, hey, you're going to be president, but you don't get all of your benefits right away? So it'll be something like this. You don't get Secret Service protection until after 100 days.
They need that immediately. Depending on the president.
No, think about how good of a president you would be if you know for your folks 100 days in office,
yeah,
you don't have the Secret Service holding you down. Or if you got to pay for your own Ubers and your own Lyfts and
that's
your own
funny.
Transportation.
So you got to do something quick.
You got to be, you have to be good enough to get your benefits.
Joe's been kind of quiet.
Like, why they get their benefits right away as our elected leaders. Like, I think if we
start not all jobs are the same, because one of the reasons I started working at CarMax is because I got my insurance immediately. Your insurance starts on the day that you sign on that dotted line, like, hey, I'm ready to be a car salesman.
Some jobs have that.
Some jobs have that.
But think about it. The president of the United States,
yes,
you are in charge of this country and the well-being of all of its inhabitants, whether they like you or not.
Yeah.
If we said to that person, you do not receive your benefits until after you've demonstrated 90 days or 6 months of good behavior, and then we have you come back into HR and we have a performance improvement plan.
That's a good idea.
These are things that you need to do. These are the things that you need to work on. Like, I'm telling you, like, the process would be so different.
But let me tell you this. This is why they will say no to that, because most people who are elected to presidency are former politicians already. And they would, if we were to enact something like that, they would be already held to those responsibilities, holding the positions that they held before. There have only been a few people that weren't in politics prior to, obviously 45 was like that, but also like Reagan. Reagan was an actor too. So mm-hmm. like there are a couple of people that weren't in politics, but most people have already come from politics like that. But I'm not opposed to that idea. I feel like it's time to switch it up. It's time to do something new. Obviously, what we've been doing hasn't been working anymore. I feel like, hey, man, even us as people, you know what I'm saying? If you've been doing the same thing and you're not satisfied where you are, it's time to switch it up. That's mm-hmm. the definition of insanity, mm-hmm. doing the same thing, expecting something different. So, fellas, I want to say this to you. If you've been going around here with hairy balls the whole time, switch it up, man. Get yourself some manscaping in your life, all right? Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to chop the weeds. You understand me? That means it's time to groom yourself, fellas. It's time to get that bush under control, all right? We're not going for it no more. You understand me? I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped, the global leader in men's below-the-waist grooming. Have an exclusive offer for our audience, okay? Use our code DIYS and get 20% off plus free shipping. Do you understand me? At manscaped.com. Join the other 2 million men who have trusted Manscaped. They are here to make sure you are trimmed and smelling nice. That's it. It's time for some spring cleaning. Get those balls as smooth as eggshells, as Dave Chappelle would say. It's time to get it together, man. Like, we've all done it. You've done it at least once. It's kind of like a rite of passage that you're growing up as a young man to shave your balls at least once, but you probably use some clippers that your dad had underneath the sink, or you went over your cousin's house and did it, or your uncle, whatever, and you got a whole lot of nicks, and you was like, well, I'm not doing that dumb shit no more. You don't have to, okay, because Manscaped specializes in it. This is what they do. They make stuff for your balls. Your balls will thank you after the grooming procedure that you do with the Manscaped products, okay? The premium Manscaped Weed Whacker uses a 9,000 RPM motor powered 360-degree rotary dual blade system. Manscaped is making whacking your weeds a time to look forward to and delivering maximum confidence while providing hygiene, all right? Hygiene is another thing, guys, all right? Don't just shave those balls and think wash is going to be enough. Get you some crop preserver. This is an anti-chafing ball deodorant and moisturizer. Keep your balls smelling fresh all day. Ty, don't you like fresh balls?
I promise you I like fresh balls.
See, Ty likes fresh balls. It's starting to get hot outside. And this is crucial so your balls stop sticking to your leg, okay? That's legit one of the worst problems of the summer. So you'll also find the Crop Reviver, which is a spray-on toner for your balls, which will keep your balls smelling fresh down there. And also, it would give you like a fresh spring flower type of feel. So if you guys are ready to take advantage of this, get 20% off and free shipping with the code DIYS at manscaped.com. All you have to do right now is go to manscaped.com. You heard your boy. And use the promo code DIYS and you get 20% off. Did you hear me? 20% off. All you got to do is go to manscaped.com right now. Use the promo code DIYS and get 20% off and free shipping with the code. It's spring cleaning, baby. And your balls will thank you.
Fresh balls.
Fresh balls, baby.
Fresh balls 2021.
I'm going to be honest with you. Yeah. Like, I don't like a very messy, wild situation.
Like too much of the ball hair?
Like, you don't have to be bald, but you got to be groomed.
How do you feel about bald? Because I'd be like, I'd be feeling like, bald should it be, sexy. Should I get like a lineup? Because I don't feel like a full bald is
bald
in.
Bald, for me, I find it to be completely sexy. And you can see more of the meat missile because, you know, it's extended. It's
that like, was the most, like, recent lingo you've used.
Oh, my God. Listen, the meat missile.
Meat missile is actually brand new to me.
You can. I've said that before.
Like, you said it on the show,
yeah. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I have finished my cocktail, and I am a little bit buzzed.
Already?
Oh, yeah.
From the one?
Because I haven't had breakfast, so feel like we should have another cocktail. Is there any more?
That was a transition to another one.
But, no, like, I like a smooth situation because when I get down, like, when I get down there, I want to work. I want a nice, clear, and clean workspace. I am motivated.
You want a clean workspace?
Yes, I am.
You made it seem like it was a messy counter.
No, hey, listen, you can't get it. It'd be wild. It'd be like, and then you got to... That don't nobody have time to be picking hair. Yeah. Sir,
is that choking trim, on the hair?
Yeah,
the,
I don't want you
to sound like a cat. I don't want you to sound like a cat.
Yeah, cut the grass. Cut the grass, please.
But bald, bald? I thought I've...
For the balls, I want them completely smooth. I don't even want the cactus feel because, you know, I like to suck them.
I do bald.
I like them bald.
One time I was doing some ridiculous shit. I cut everything bald except for like this little patch like this right across, right?
And then, patch.
Yeah. Then, well, no, it was horizontal, and then I trimmed it, and I did like this right here, like a heart line thing. It was very difficult. It took me like
you did a landing minutes. Strip.
No. So the landing strip is straight vertical, right? I did a horizontal block, right, and then I trimmed the ends of it so it's skinny, and then I did the zigzag like it was a heart monitor.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not looking at that. I just want a clear workspace so I can get down there and be like, oh, like I might see it and be like, oh, he put a little designs. That's cute. Yeah. Whatever. And then I'm in there.
I just want to give her something to look at while she was, you know.
a that's nice. Heart that's monitor.
Yeah, it was.
You're talking
beep,
about the
beep beep. Yeah, well,
at least the it EKG was a flat line.
That's gave cool. it that EKG.
Yeah, yeah.
EKG while you handle that deep.
See, like my situation is usually like I have opted for the completely. Like the completely bald situation. Like I go completely bald in my situation, but if I do put a little fuzz on it, it's like a peach fuzz, like a low cut Caesar with the deep waves. You know, real nice and neat. But I prefer it to be bald because, you know, something traumatic happened to me about a year ago.
With dick hair?
No, with my Cookie Monster hair. You know, one day I was sexy with it. I was sexy with it, like, ooh, I just got out of the shower. Because, you know, I'd be hyping myself up. I'd be like, girl, you look good. Les, them things is thangin'. Even if they hanging.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You said them things is thangin' even if they hanging.
Even if they're hanging. Like, my titties this are long as slavery. This, okay, let me let you know right now. These titties are long. Okay, like a hard day's work.
Are longer than slavery?
Man, listen, man. They don't sit up. You think they're like this on their own? No. So I'm getting out of the shower and I go. I don't like to dry off. I like to air dry.
Yeah, me too.
So I have a white towel and so I take the towel off, you know, so I can lotion my body. And I think that I have towel lint on my situation.
Yeah.
And so I just try to dust it off and it wouldn't dust it off. And
it was real. It was you.
It was a gray hair and I was like, no, my pussy is dying. So I was like, we gotta fix this.
What? Gray hair in your pubic hair. Makes
that means
you
you're dying.
Well, I wonder what my pussy credit score is.
I don't want my pussy to die. My pussy was dying right before my very eyes. And I was like, no, my Cookie Monster hair is gray now. But it wasn't gray. It was like white because it was really pretty. It's like cotton. But still, no, because I thought it was lint from the towel. So I was like, oh, no, we got to fix this now. So I went and I got the tweezers. And then I was like, but if you pluck it,
it's going to go back.
Like people will come and avenge its death.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh my God, what are we gonna do?
If you pluck it, people will come.
Oh yeah, like they will show up and be like, you killed my man. You know, I feel like that's how people talk. I don't know. In my mind,
I've been hanging with Ty for the past 4 days, and when I tell you, this is a normal conversation. On the way here, she was like, man, my fucking ex, man. My pussy is still set to his sleep number, dick.
It is. Like, my pussy is still set to his sleep number to hear. I just want somebody else
what
to come
that?
In. Okay, so,
what
like, I've been with number? This dude for so long, right? So when we do, like, my pussy automatically molds to him because I've been with this dude for, like, 5 years. I need somebody to come in and reshape this memory foam. I need somebody else to come in here. This memory foam. Everybody knows this. There's memory foam in vaginas, okay? Listen, and mine is still set to the last two that had access.
She said,
to.
I need somebody, in the car, she told me, I need somebody to come in here and reset these specs.
I need somebody to reset the specs, man.
A hard reset?
Yeah, man, a hard one.
They gotta hit the button in the back.
Control alt and leave this pussy. You understand me? Can I say that? I don't know.
You gotta hold down a couple buttons.
I'm gonna drink my water.
And you gotta hard reset it in the back.
Man, yo, you gotta
unplug. You, I
take
was
me back to the
dying.
Factory setting.
We driving to the studio. I'm dying, like yo, nigga. If you don't say this on stage, because you don't, you never said that on stage.
Nah,
you?
I didn't know it was something I should say.
Please,
yeah. I feel like
use
I
this as a joke farm.
Yo.
Take all of this.
Yo,
nigga, oh my
said.
God.
You know, that's how
she said,
Widow
no, my pussy is dying.
Like, that's how, like, Side Widow got to the stage because I was talking about it one day and they was like, nigga, that's hilarious. You don't say that on stage. And I was like, nah. So that's why I started saying it on stage.
Side Widow was hilarious, but that shit too.
My Cookie Monster is dying. So I keep it bald. So that's basically
Damn, the need to reform.
She do what the old black men do. When old black men shave their facial hair and their beard so they look younger, she got them.
So my pussy looks 20 even though I'm 40. It's crazy.
Wow.
I mean, you know, if you pay attention to it, like depending on how experienced the gentleman is, he's like, these meat curtains are 40. But they're, you know, they're pretty good. The meat curtains are pretty tucked
in. So have you tried someone that didn't reset the foam and you were just bored?
Yo, I've tried to give this pussy away so many times, like in the past 30 days alone, and nobody wants it. Like, it smells good. I don't understand why I'm having this problem.
No.
Like,
I'm not saying nobody didn't want it.
They didn't. I'm telling you from experience, they didn't want it.
Oh, so nobody's tried?
I mean, they've tried, like, okay, so
That's what I'm asking. Did somebody try and you were like, ah, this isn't the same?
Nah, so one situation, I flat out told it, like, I shot the hard jumper. Like, I dribbled in, and I was like, Shaq dunked on that bitch. Like, I'm trying to come through and pull up. I paid $125 for some dick I didn't get. I was very upset about it.
What'd you pay for?
It was the Uber, okay? So it was surging. So it was $45 to get to him. It was $80 to get back. That was $125.
Whoa.
Right? But when I got to the crib, he didn't answer the phone.
Now, here's the point. It was 4 a.m.
I don't give a fuck, nigga. You knew I was on the way at 3:00. I told him, like, the little young thing, he was like, yeah, you know, come through. I was like, right now? He's like, yeah. I said, because, sir, don't fucking play with me. I'm on my fucking way. I put on my Sneaky Link attire.
Wait,
okay?
4 a.m.
on the Sneaky,
during
sneaky
surge
Link
hours?
Attire.
Why was it surging at 4 a.m.?
Because the dick is spectacular, and he's a champion, and he was worth that $125, okay? He
I was asking why it was surging
on
Uber's side, but okay.
I don't give a damn about what Uber was doing. That nigga was worth $125, okay? Because I raised him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So he knows how
what
to do it.
What the fuck?
He knows. He knows how mama likes it, okay? He knows.
Nigga, she told me this story at brunch yesterday. Nigga. Me and Fred are at the table dying. She said, I raised this nigga.
I raised him. He knows.
Wait. So you did 40 there, called, then had
there,
to order another one?
$45 there and $80 back home.
And didn't even go in? Didn't even wake him up?
Nah, because
hold
I don't
wait, 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 wait. Why didn't you knock on his door, though, to wake him up?
Because he lives with his mom, and I didn't want to wake his mom up. I was being considerate. I didn't want to wake his mom. He's 27. He still lives at home. And I didn't want to make his mom. You know what I mean? I didn't want to wake his mom.
Predator.
You know what I mean?
I
was being considerate.
He was outside at 4 a.m. predating.
I didn't want to wake his mom.
He was awake. His mom was like, don't you answer that phone.
So this is what I think happened. I think
don't you answer that phone.
I think he double booked. This is what I think happened. I think he double booked. I think he threw it up against the wall. Because I do this sometimes. Sometimes I play nigga roulette. I text all the niggas on my phone.
You said nigga
first.
Roulette?
Yeah. Whoever responds first, they win. So I think that
I don't
he,
even know if I could keep laughing.
I think he sent a distress call to two women. And whoever got to the house first, they was the winner. And I didn't get there quick enough.
A rat race?
Yeah. I think the other lady got there first. And I think he was too embarrassed and too ashamed to tell me
that's
that.
That's so mean. If they're Ubering, you got to pay that. Oh. Especially if they're not paying the Uber, you got to take that into consideration.
Well, first of all, I'm a grown-ass woman. I don't need that little young nigga to pay for shit. I had $125 to burn, so I did that.
That's
you know
a
what
long
mean?
Uber. Well, was it, or was it surging
wait,
that
wait,
much?
Wait. So you called your homegirl, right?
I called my homegirl. I was like, bitch, you're not going to believe this. I am taking an L to the face right now, like actively.
Real time? Hello, thank
moment.
You so much.
Taking an L to the face right now. She's like, what
thank
happened?
You.
She's like, what happened? I was like, yo, the nigga bluffed me. Like, I texted him, told him I was 5 minutes away. I called him when I was outside. It rang twice, went to voicemail. This nigga's not answering the phone. She was like, damn. She's like, I'm gonna come and get you. Sure. I was like, no need for two old bitches to be out late at night. There's no need for this.
How does this keep getting better?
I'm like, you just stay on the phone with me until my Uber shows up.
Let me tell you something.
So that's what happened. And like, I know a lot of people like, oh my God, Ty, you should be ashamed of yourself. I'm not, okay? I went on a mission to get some dick. I was unsuccessful. I learned from that moment, okay? My therapist said, what was the need that I needed fulfilled? The need was I wanted to have an orgasm. Is that a need I could have filled myself? Yes.
Yeah.
So when I got home,
it's
I took off my Sneaky Link attire and I got my mechanism and I finished the job
you
like
smashed
a fucking
yourself.
Champion. I smashed the fuck out of myself,
that's
bro.
That's right. 5 a.m. with
long.
Tears.
No tears. No
let
tears.
Me tell you something. Had I been in that situation, would have been so. The whole ride back in the Uber, I
oh,
would have been.
Bruh.
Surging? Man. I would have been.
Surging is crazy.
And here's the thing. It's like. You either do two things when you're mad or sad. You either gonna play some music that's gonna make you madder, or when you're sad, I don't know why we play music that is gonna make us sadder. Like, you going through some shit and then you put on some Brent Fires, you be like, nigga, why did I even? But here's the thing, if you're using Raycons, you're gonna get a crisp, powerful beat at half the price of the other premium brands, okay? Raycons look great and feel even better. They come in a range of cool colors with customizable gel tips included for comfortable and in-air fit. Now, Raycons are built to go wherever you go with quick and seamless Bluetooth pairing and a compact charging case that gets you up to 24 hours of playback time. Did you hear me? 24 hours? Ain't nobody out here doing that. It's ridiculous. You understand what I'm saying to you? I keep the Raycons with me. Got them on deck. You know what I'm saying? If I ever get in any type of problem pulling out the Raycon, that's what you don't want. You don't want me to go to the bag and get the Raycons because now we're talking about good, clear, crisp sound. But I want you guys to know that you too can get a pair of Raycons. And right now you can get your pair of Raycons for 15% off. That's right, because you know we're going to hook you up. That's what we always do. All you have to do is go to buyraycon.com/DIYS, and you'll get 15% off your entire order at Raycon. So it's such a good deal, you might want to buy two. If you already got a pair, buy a spare, or give one to a friend or a family member. Ty Davis was just asking us about Raycons before the show started. That ain't even no job, Turkey. She literally was. And I was like, hey, I already had bought an extra pair because I thought the kid had lost hers, so I'll give it to Ty Davis, because that's what we do for our friends. We look, I didn't say nothing about it because I wanted to get a real reaction. So you go ahead and go to buyraycon.com/DIYS, and you'll get 15% off your entire order. Again, that's 15% off your entire order at buyraycon.com/DIYS. Holla at your baby.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that makes me feel so good inside. Mm-hmm. I feel amazing. Listen,
that shit wild as hell.
Like, I am not leaving this state unfucked. I'm letting you know right now. I'm not, okay? I will be here for another 4 days. Somebody is getting these yams, okay? That is a hashtag goals.
She gonna cancel her flight until it happens?
Listen, if I gotta live here, I promise you. And it's like a couple people that I'm like, look.
Delta, push the flight.
Like, just do it to me.
I mean, this comes out Thursday. So, I mean, hopefully there's somebody in the Patreon.
I mean, it might be somebody in the Patreon that's in close to LA.
Well, see, here's the thing. It's always things that I don't like that like me. Mm-hmm. Like, niggas be in my DMs like, oh my God, you're a beautiful queen. Nigga, shut up. I know. Like,
you said, shut up, I know.
Oh my God. Now, like, I know I'm amazing. You should feel this way about me. Get your ass out of here. You know what I'm saying? It's always the niggas that got something going for them that I like. They be like, bitch, I'm better than you. I know, but can you still do it to me, please?
Come on. Can you still do it to me, please?
Please. Like, why are we going through this?
This might be my new favorite type of humor, actually.
Like, really? Like, people were like, oh, my God, like, what's your writing process? Nigga, I just read my diary out loud. But, like, all of the shit that filters from the brain to the mouth, I just say it out loud. You know what I mean?
Did
you need that?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
So after I'm going to get this, I'm going to use it because after I drink this water, then I'm going to get some ice. Okay. I'm getting some more vodka because shit, and I'm hungry. I need to eat.
So. All right, we're going to do that.
The roughest part of that story isn't the lack of sex. It was the Uber. That's rough.
Yeah, that was a major obstacle. Now, to be fair, because I know a lot of people are invested in this story, the very next day, he did, in fact, call me many times, text me many times, DM me many times, because he was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry I fell asleep. Here's the thing. I don't reward bad behavior. So he has been removed from my service.
I mean, anyone would probably.
His
that'd
access
be the last
has
straw.
Been revoked. I'm not angry.
I would have sent him the screenshots first, let him see what it costs, refund, and then remove him.
No, my pride won't let me do that.
Okay,
so
gotcha.
Instead, what I did was I unfollowed him on Instagram, placed his profile on restricted. So when he sends me a message, it goes to the request folder. Get your ass in the request folder, nigga. So I will see every communication attempt that he's made, but it won't show that I've seen it on his end because he is done. Your time in my army is complete. You have been dishonorably
discharged. I mean, even if you drive over there for free. And they don't pick up.
Yeah,
that,
it still
would have
been
sucks.
An issue. The fact that I would have drove over there, but the only reason I took the Uber is because I had been drinking a lot of wine and I smoked the reefer.
Yep.
And, you know, I could not operate heavy machinery and go to him. And I wasn't about to die in a car accident or get a DUI trying to go fuck somebody's 27-year-old nephew. Like, that's dumb. So, yeah.
Son, too.
But the moral of the story is that I did finish the job. It was a job that I could have started, but you know, I wanted the weight of a man on my body. Like sometimes we just be wanting a human.
Never heard it described like that.
Like sometimes
you wanted the weight of a man.
Yeah, sometimes we like. Yeah, can you masturbate and get yourself out? Yes, but sometimes we need the energy, the live interaction of a man. Like we need to feel him, we need to smell him, and that's what I wanted. And he already knows all the bells and whistles. He knows how to work it because I raised him, because I taught him how to do it. He knows. He knows not to put my knee over there because it pops. He knows.
I can imagine Ty giving a nigga. A pamphlet, like, nah, listen, these drinks are fun. Mm-hmm. I would fuck you tonight, but I want to give you some homework first. You take this packet. I want you to do these worksheets. And then when next time I see you, I'm going to give you a pop quiz. If you pass the quiz, then you get to fuck. All right? All right, now go ahead. Mama love you.
Pop
You're
quiz.
Under the impression that I'm extremely nice.
Yeah.
And I'm a mean girl. Like, I spent a large part of my life, as most women do, you know, letting guys do stuff to them without, you know, telling them what their needs and wants are. So if there's something that's happening in the moment, I'm correcting and checking that right away.
That's
hey,
good.
Slow down.
I like that. That's
slow
good
down,
though.
You know what I mean? Like, do it like this rather than I'm
girls
just
be having
here.
Us looking stupid sometimes.
I'm not doing that because I'm 40 now. You know how many miles? I got 187,000 miles on this pussy. I don't have time.
Did you say 187,000?
They're highway miles. They're highway miles, not city miles. Okay? I just need to be clear.
She made a lot of trips back and forth to Atlantic City.
Okay? Okay? Okay?
They're highway miles.
That's different.
Portables. You ain't never said that on stage either.
No.
Take this whole podcast.
I said
podcast.
The highway miles thing on stage a couple years ago.
Take this whole podcast.
Oh my
but it's
kind of
stocky. That's why I don't say it all the time because it's stocky. You know what I mean? And I don't want to be. Yeah, like stock jokes. Like I don't want to be a hack.
Knock jokes.
It's general.
Stocky.
Yeah, like it's a general thing. So it's like when you think of people talking about racism and potato salad, where they say, oh, white people put raisins in potato, you know.
Yeah.
I like to be original. I like to be more cerebral with my
material. Did you not make that up?
No, I didn't. I'm sure I didn't make it up.
That was still good, though.
Yeah, damn, you made me laugh and then took the laugh out of me. Because
like when you get back, like you have to take it into account. Like, okay, I don't have a lot of niggas left on me, so like now I fuck with intention too. Mm-hmm. Like I can't just be out here.
She ain't dating with intention. She fucking with intention.
Fucking with intention too. So like I'll do a rerun real quick. Like I will do an old body versus putting new miles on with a new body.
That's a big thing with women, right?
Yeah,
it's like just to revisit.
Oh my god! But sometimes, but some dudes, I'd be like, yeah, he know how to work it, but I don't want to deal with all that emotional shit that come with it afterwards. Well, you don't ever take me out, nigga. Shut up.
A nigga told you that?
Oh my god!
Why you don't never take me out?
Oh my god! Like, seriously?
Let me tell you something. If I ever get single, like Fran and I break, I don't know what the fuck I'm gonna do.
Because no,
my biggest fear is somebody wanting to get with me because of the name, the persona versus me. And like I would much rather pay a whore for her services and then dip. Because at least I know what she's there. Yep. I know she's there for
the money.
She
knows what she's there for.
But somebody gonna be there like, oh yeah, I love butter pecan. Bitch, you know you don't like this butter pecan. You know you don't fuck with this. You know you don't. I know you look like a mint person. You look like you like mint.
Yo, like I'm not doing that no more. Like when dudes be like, do you like this? I'd be like, nah. Like, so I shot my jumper at this dude the other day. Right?
You shot your jumper?
Yeah, he was a photographer at this thing that I was doing the other day.
I never heard all of these
Listen,
terms.
I got quotables for motherfucking days.
I be trying to highlight these niggas, okay? I don't have time for them with me. But because I'm a professional, I waited until the end of the workday. We had been flirting all day. So I waited until the end of the workday to shoot my jumper at this nigga. And it didn't dawn on me until I was like, I have no idea what this nigga looks like because he had a face mask on the hot time. But anyway.
Oh, hilarious.
So I was
that is the times we're in.
So like I put it out there. I was like, hey, I'm only in town, you know, for another couple of days. You know, here's my number. I'd love to give you my number. You seem cool. I like the vibe. I like the energy. You know, I'm staying at this hotel.
That's great code for I'm trying to smash.
Yeah.
So this nigga goes, how do you feel about hiking? I was like, I don't know. I mean, that's walking, right? Like I walk all the time.
It's walking with purpose.
You know what I'm saying? So he was like, well, hiking is like walking in the wilderness. I was like, well, I mean, I've done that. But
he
usually,
defined hiking for you?
Like, yeah, like usually when I'm in distress. But you know, I know niggas love teaching bitches shit. So I was like, oh, that's crazy. I've never done that. So I can't say whether or not I like it or not. But
I know niggas love teaching bitches.
Oh, niggas love teaching bitches shit. They love to. So I was like, oh my God, that's crazy. I've never done that. So like if I gotta go hiking with this nigga to smash, I'm willing to do that because that's free. Sometimes you gotta compromise. Sometimes you gotta pretend to like nigga shit so that you can get the dick. Like, I don't give a fuck about basketball, but if you wanna talk about basketball and fucking Steph Curry and who, all right, nigga, so who got drafted? Oh, wow, that's crazy. Yeah, I heard he does good from the paint. I don't know shit about that. Okay, I just know the terms and shit that I hear.
I'm like, oh, Steph, oh yeah, that's crazy.
Oh man,
that's
crazy, man.
Pants are still on.
You know what
this
mean?
is like how niggas are reversed. It's
well,
crazy.
That's how. That, but this is how women are, and this is the thing that I hate because men are under the impression that women don't think and feel the same as they do. We just present it in a different format.
Yeah.
Sometimes we don't want to talk to y'all asses either. We just want you to come over and fuck something and get the fuck out of here. We don't want to sit here and listen. We don't care about your hopes and your dreams either, bitch. We. We got shit to do too.
Nigga laying up on Ty's chest about like, yeah, man, if I could just get this verse.
I don't care.
I've been thinking about all my early missions where I like came over and tried to be respectable and like, I'm gonna wait like 30 minutes, an hour, And like, she was probably pissed off.
Like, nigga, like, and sometimes, like, for me and like with most women, we don't want to be too aggressive. You know what I mean? Because we initiate and you not ready, then you don't want to not be, you know what I mean? And so it's, oh my God, it's so much. So that's why I don't fucking play, hey, you coming over here for dick. We're not watching no movies. We're not playing Monopoly. We're not playing Scrabble. Nigga, you are coming over here to get this work and then you are going home. Like, the little nigga was like, oh, yeah, I got to pick my daughter up. You know, you can't spend the night. First of all, nobody said anything about spending the night. I came to smash and dash. I don't give a fuck about you or your kid, okay?
Okay, well then, okay. Help us.
Fuck your kid.
Help us.
I'm not her mother.
This is, see, this is why men be dating older women, because they have it figured out. I mean, older than them. I don't mean old. I hate throwing that word around. Okay.
I know where I'm at.
I know where I'm at.
I know where I'm at in life. I know.
Older.
People say, Ty gotta have a part two, nigga.
So for men who come through, and it's obviously that's the vibe, I feel like you could also ruin it by going through the door and just going for it. If you don't do it the right way.
This is why communication is important, okay? I am dying. Okay? I am too old.
Shut up, Ty.
I don't have time for the games and the coy and pretending to be shy. When I send the alert out, hey, I'm trying to see you tonight, my niggas know exactly what I'm trying to see you means. I'm trying for you to come over here and you smash these yams.
So what happens when they come through the door?
Nigga, I'm already naked and I probably already started, okay?
Okay.
Listen, it's already okay, working.
Elizabeth Moody says, not gonna lie, I thought these things before, but never said them until I met my husband. Y'all better speak y'all mind. Let these niggas know what you want.
But here's the thing, because you can't, like, I know you guys are like that, but when you think about, like, as a collective, as a whole, like a man, like men always say that women are emotional and all that. If women acted like men, y'all would kill yourselves. That's true. A lot of things to cater to your ego. Damn. And to protect your feelings. We out here being nice and then you penalize us for being nice. That's why I don't fuck with equality. I don't want equality. I want to master the skills and the privileges that I have as a woman that men don't have. Case in point, the other day I saw a bad bitch walking down the street. When I tell you this bitch was so fat, P-H-A-T, when I tell you her things was thanging all of them.
You said she was fat, P-H-A-T?
Fat as a whore, you
pretty
hear me?
Pretty hot and tempting.
Pretty hot and tempting, that's what she was. And she was with this dude,
fat
she was
an
going
acronym?
To a party. Yes, it's old, it's from like the early 2000s.
Fat, like Fat Farm,
fat,
is an acronym.
P-H-A-T, pretty hot and tempting. She was fat like that. Like, her body was ridiculous. I'm standing there with another dude, my homeboy, and I was like, yo, this girl is fat as a bitch. He was like, yeah, but I can't say that. I was like, but I can. So I used my woman privilege. So the lady's walking by with her man. She's walking by with her man. As soon as she gets past me, I said, hey, miss, I love everything that you got going on.
That's how you say it.
I said, I love everything that you doing. All of that, yes to all of it. I was like, yes. Yo, them yams is yamming.
There it is.
And she was like, thank you, girl. I was like, yeah, go ahead. Keep walking so I can see it. Keep walking. Yeah,
it would be, an issue.
Now, mind you, her man is like, he's smiling because he feel proud. The dude next to me was like, yo, Ty, I wanted to say all of that stuff. I said, yeah, but if you would have said it, now you got to fight this nigga.
It would be challenged.
Absolutely.
Now you got to fight this dude. So I can do what you can't do. Whole time, he don't even realize. The dude and the chick probably in the party talking about, they both want to fuck me now. Mm. They both want to fuck me.
Listen. Hey, listen. There's always a way to do it better.
That is,
you know,
a shortcut.
I mean? Always a way to do it better. And also, if you feel like something could be done better in your life, but you feel like there's something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving goals, then you should check out the good folks over there at BetterHelp, okay? BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. And you can start communicating in under 48 hours, which is huge. I'm gonna be honest with y'all. When I signed up for therapy the first time, traditional therapy, it took me a month to get a response. Then it took me a month and a half to actually find a therapist. So the fact that you can start communicating in under 48 hours is huge, okay? I want to be very clear about this also. BetterHelp is not a crisis line, all right? It's not a self-help line. This is professional counseling done securely online. There's a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in many areas. And the service is available for clients worldwide. So no matter where you are, you can log into your account and you can have a conversation or send a message to your therapist. And it's secure, it's done online, and you can receive a timely and thoughtful response, all right? BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free for counselors, for people to change their counselors if needed, which is another huge thing, because it took me three times to find a therapist that I felt comfortable opening up to. So the fact that they make it free and easy to change counselors is huge, all right? BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. They want you to visit their website, read the testimonials, go to betterhelp.com/reviews and read how many five-star reviews they have, okay? And right now, I want to help out all of those that are ready to take that first step and make their life better and try to start enjoying it more. All you have to do is go to betterhelp.com/DIYS. That's BETTERHELP.com/DIYS. And right now, you guys can get 10% off your first month. That's right, 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/DIYS. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. And damn internet, you scary listeners can get 10% off right now by going to betterhelp.com/DIYS.
Tahir, did you know that I use BetterHelp?
Really? Yes, yeah, like, we talked about
in
that.
In real life, I use BetterHelp. And did you know that May is Mental Health Awareness Month?
I did know that. Absolutely.
So wow. I think it's great that that's perfect. You guys use. So I use that service, and clearly by the things I said, I need therapy. So.
No, not necessarily, because one of the things that I talk about, I have an issue with certain things. I'm not going to go too much into it, but there are certain things about myself that I wish that I could change, right? But upon talking to my therapist, she let me know that, like, you don't have to beat yourself up about being who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we make a lot of excuses for why we do what we do, or, you know, these habits that we may have or something like that, or you wish that you were better in this area or better in that area, whatever the case may be. That may be who you are. I mean, if you're not inflicting pain upon someone else or causing them trauma and or yourself, that just may be who you are. Just being different doesn't mean that something's wrong with you because you don't do all of the social norms. That's nothing wrong with that. By Ty's definition of what she just said, there was nothing socially normal about what she just said. But that's her truth. And I'm not going to shame or judge her for being honest and talking about how she likes to live her life. Like, she ain't hurting nobody. She being open, she being honest, she communicating with the people that she's working with. Mm-hmm. That don't take nothing away from her personality, her talent on stage, or her being my friend. I love her just the same. And I love her more for being that open and honest.
Well, it's crazy because there's probably hella people that live that exact same way. They're just not honest about it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that them like going that extra length to cover it up probably also makes them judgmental about people who are mm-hmm. the exact same way, who are honest about it because of some level of envy. You know, I've really like started studying like psychology and stuff like that, and it seems like the people who are like attacking certain people are also like very much in that same scene. So I feel like it's almost like you have a one up above people because they don't kind of live in the same exact truth.
Yeah, it's like,
yeah,
I used to be, and some people would probably say I still am, but I used to be a toxic fuck girl of epic proportions. Like,
you grew out of that?
All my, no, I still have the traits.
But he's not done with it yet,
you know
what
I
mean?
Like, I manage it, you know, better. So, like, to the point where I was always like, oh my God, I just want to find a man that loves me and is going to take care of me and da 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 da. But when I receive that man, when that man was presented to me,
mm-hmm.
I was so damaged and I was so fucked up and I was so toxic and I was so destroyed that I didn't know how to treat a good man when he presented himself to me. And we always talk about women like, oh, we're the damaged one. No, do you know how many niggas, do you know how much carnage I've laid in my past of niggas that were wanting to be good and wanting to be
carnage?
Nice? Oh my
and
God,
you,
massacre.
You fucked them up?
Absolutely.
That's dope.
Absolutely, like I know that, and this is my karma. That's why I gotta pay, nigga. I gotta pay for shit.
Cause it's the endless cycle.
Shit, like there. I've once dated a guy, and we're still friends to this day. I dated this guy. When I tell you, he was fine and full. His body was amazing.
Fine and
full. Oh my God, like he was that. But instead, I did not want him.
Yeah.
I did not want him.
Cause he was good.
No, I did not want him. I wanted the nigga that was married. That was trash.
Oh,
like,
shit.
That broke my spine when he was in this thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's who I wanted. And I left a good, emotionally available, wholesome
like
man for a toxic, emotionally unavailable married man.
You were already with the guy.
No, we weren't in a committed relationship. I was fucking around with him, and I was fucking around with him. And when me and him, like, stopped fucking around, I was like, all right, I'll be with this nice, wholesome nigga for a minute. And the minute this nigga called and decided he wanted me back, I went to that nigga.
You know that reminds me of immediately when you said it? The Billie Holiday movie.
Mm-hmm.
That was her. She had yeah, toward the end
of
the movie.
Oh yeah, that's right.
She had a good dude. He wanted, he was willing to give up his career for her. You know what I'm saying? And wanted the best for her and her health.
Her story was crazy.
Yeah, but it was like, I had no idea. That nigga.
I only knew about the music from school. I had no idea about the...
But that's the conditioning. Like, that is the environment. And, like, a lot of people are like, why do you like this kind of pain? And why do you like this kind of drama? It's not that we necessarily like it. It's what we know.
Mm-hmm.
We are comfortable with this. So the reason that I made the choices that I made with the men that I am attracted to is because I was raised by an emotionally unavailable narcissistic mother. So I love emotionally unavailable narcissistic men because they exhibit the same behavior that I've always been grown up and raised in because I know that behavior.
Mm.
So like when a nice wholesome dude comes to me, I'll be like, look at this nigga being nice.
I bet you got a cat.
Damn. That's wild as hell. Something.
We did a private show yesterday. Me, Ty, Tony, Leslie Jones. It was a workout
show. Damn, I wish
show.
I went.
You guys didn't, I didn't, we didn't stream it or anything. This was literally just a workout session that I created to see if it would work. And if it worked, I mean, it did work, but if we want to continue with it, we might stream it. We might do it through the studio.
Wait. So it was a workout?
Yeah.
Everybody who took their phone up there, and I told them, I was like, hey, listen, we created the space so we can work out new material. It was like, and we were talking to the other comics while we were doing the stuff. Like, Tony, what you think about that one?
Yeah. Like bro, it was one of the process more than the finished
joke. It was one of the most dope and organic experiences.
You gonna do that more than once?
I don't know. I'm thinking about it, but like, I would do it on the weekends and I'm not here, but I also want to have it to, like, there was no host. Everybody just brought the next comic up.
Yep.
And it was no
music. It was like a
It was a professional open mic.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
That's what it was.
A professional open mic. It wasn't like new comics that had only been doing it for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, something like that. These are traveling comedians who are about to go back on the road, working out new material. When I tell you, Leslie Jones got up there and did 45.
Yes, she did.
45, 50 minutes.
Yes, of new fire?
Yes.
Yep.
And no one knows. Sorry, we only had one camera recording it so we can get our sets and review it and just punch it up. But, bro, Can you make that a thing?
I think it's amazing.
Yeah.
Leslie Jones is amazing.
She said, this wouldn't have been possible.
Because even though I enjoyed watching you, I always enjoy watching the creative process of comics, but, like, even though I enjoyed watching you guys work out on Friday, it was almost like, it's too many people. You know what I mean? It's too big of a stage.
Yeah.
It almost felt like you already know that some people don't understand what's happening right now. You know? Yeah.
But that's the thing that takes the pressure off. Like, this crowd knows, hey, motherfuckers, they working out and whatever, and like they were patient with you. Like, my favorite part of Keep Your Distance on Friday was when you were doing the mystical joke, my favorite. And like, I literally forgot where I was because I was like, yeah, get into it. Do this. And then BT yells out, yeah, do this. And it, so like, to have a space where we are free to not worry about, you know, our presentation and how we say it and all of that. Like, there were times, like yesterday, I had stopped and I was like, I don't know if I want to say that. And they were like, no, I say that. And I was like, say that. And like, I was like, okay.
Bro, it was so dope.
Oh my God, it was so good.
Bro, I say the mystical joke. Was it mystical or mystical jokes last, right? And so I did everything. The zombie jokes, I punched that shit up so much. I added it's another longer? two, three minutes.
I was like, you got everybody, and then went to the next thing.
Bro, it's some shit in there now. This is gonna be one of my favorite jokes. When I went to the mystical joke, I guess so many people had watched it online or heard about it. I was like, one of my favorite rappers is Mystical. The whole crowd started
went
cheering.
Crazy.
Wait, are you talking about Keep Your Distance or
no,
this?
No,
last night.
What crowd?
Yesterday.
It was in front of the practice show, the workout show.
Oh, it was. I thought you said you didn't stream it or have it for anybody.
We didn't stream it.
We didn't stream it,
but it was a crowd.
It was like 65 people. There.
Yeah.
Bro, yeah. I tell you, I was like,
so everybody in the crowd is conditioned to the fact that it's a show.
Right? They know this isn't.
You have to keep doing
this.
That's
amazing. It was for them, it was the inside view or for the inside track of what comedy is.
But you have to tell people that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they knew.
Yeah, I prefaced it up top. And then I went into my set.
That's crazy.
It was fucking phenomenal. I'm talking about experience I never experienced before. It was like literally an open mic for comics with the audience that's there that wants to see this workout.
They want to see the process. Like what I did on Keep Your Distance, like a lot of people don't know, that's new. And with us being, you know, quarantined and all that, like the ways that I would prepare to work at, we don't have that space. So people were like, oh my God, Ty, you killed on Friday. And I was like, nigga, that joke is still a work in progress. Yes. It is not like done.
But like you, so like, it was also like I said, the stage was kind of too big for it. You know what
I mean? We use the same stage. They brought the stage from there. Mm-hmm. But it was in the sound, so it felt.
Oh, I didn't mean like physically big. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I meant like how many people were like watching and expecting like a Apollo. Like
people watching there, yeah. But it was more people at this one physically than it was at that.
Of course,
because it was inside the sound stage, it felt more intimate.
It was at Kevin Stage Studios.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It was, so it felt more intimate. It felt more exclusive and seclusive. Like it was secluded. I'm sorry. So like, cause we're all in this space, and it's just this fucking door that goes up, and everybody's one way in, one way out, and we just like you just watch it.
Like if you felt like you felt safe. So like a lot of people don't know like the side widow joke. That is from a real life personal experience, and I have stayed away from that joke because I got to say on stage last night, I am afraid of this joke. I don't do it because I am afraid of it. I am scared of it. So I know that I am being brave in this moment because I'm still doing something that I am afraid of. And I was able to tell this audience, and they were like, nah, go ahead. They were like, do it. And I was like, all right. The minute I said, so one time I was a side widow, niggas start laughing. And I was like, yo, why do they think this is funny? Like, that's what I'm afraid of.
Right, but
they think it's funny.
Do you run the risk of, okay, anybody who would show up to the workout, do you think they may give you a unhonest response?
No, I think it would be more honest than it would ever be in any other space.
Do you think they would be transparent enough to be like, no, that don't work?
Yes.
Is that the vibe when shit didn't work?
Yeah, like it was that vibe. Like even, like that's it was dope. Crazy because I said something. Remember I said the thing about the envelope, which I didn't say on Keep Your Distance? I was like, yeah, he told me that if anything ever happened to him.
Yes, there's the money in the envelope.
People came up to me afterwards, and they were like, so what happened with the envelope? And I was like, fuck. Like, because I didn't want to take up too much time. And I was like, fuck, they want the envelope? They want that piece?
That's what I'm saying I'm afraid of. Like, you don't think that people just would show up because they love you, and then they'll give you positive feedback on stuff that you kind of needed negative feedback on, maybe?
This guest list was private. It was, you know, it was only supposed to be 25 people. I invited some people. Brendan invited some people. And then Leslie had a guest list. I had a guest list. Obviously, I had a guest list. And Tony had a guest list. But Brendan ended up inviting like 25. And my guest list ended up being like 20. And then Tony invited like 10 people. And then Leslie brought like 6 with her. So at the
so it's so mixed.
It was still mixed. Yeah. And nobody knew. A lot of people didn't know Leslie was going to be there. They just kind of suspected it. So everything was just like.
So did jokes bomb?
No one really bombed. There's just some didn't land as hard as the other one.
But I'm saying like some jokes didn't go over, right?
Yeah, some didn't go over. And so it was like when I had said something, it didn't go over. And I was like, I don't know if I should say that. And then people from the audience was like, nah, say that. And then afterwards, there were other comics there. And they were like, yeah, when you said the thing, maybe you should add this. And I was like, oh.
So the workout was happening.
The comics that are there are there to tag.
Yep.
They're not worried about stage time because they're not going up. That's not, you can get on another show. This right here.
Comics were coming that weren't on.
Yeah.
So comics, you get off stage, they're like, I got these tags for you. I got these tags for you.
Yep. Oh, that's important. You should definitely keep that doing.
That's the whole fucking point
of it. You should definitely keep that
going. Because the issue that like I have in my hometown, like I can't really do an open mic in Baltimore because as soon as I go, the first thing people do is take their phone out. And I'm like, fuck, I want to work out. But I also don't want footage of me eating a dick. But I'm only eating a dick because this is new material that I haven't worked out. Yeah. So now I went to the open mic to flesh something out. But now I can't because now I got to kill because they're like, oh, I've heard about
So how do
this wasn't that. Like last night it was like, hey, y'all know, like we've proven ourselves. We've proven that we are good at what we do and that's why we get booked. But tonight we want to still be booked and we have to do things so this isn't all the way finished. So the audience was prepared for us to be literally, you're watching us paint. You're literally watching us paint and the canvas is not finished, but for you to see what strokes we
and
use.
And it still might not be a Picasso when we're done. But we have the talent so where you can see the vision of where it's headed. Because in 3 weeks, these jokes going to be punched
fire.
The fuck up. So motherfucker. When this tour kicks
when
off.
The tour fire. Side Widow going to be fire. Side Widow going to be fire.
When I would go to clubs in Hollywood, people like Chappelle, Kevin Hart, Louis C.K. would stop in and try new things out. And it's like, obviously, people are like so obsessed with them that they can be like, hey, how y'all doing? And people start dying laughing.
Yeah, it's the loyalty laughs.
So it's like, how do they get a real response and a real tag up when it's something when they're on a level where they like literally this. They can't they can't
do something
perform.
Intimate and small.
Like I've seen Dave Chappelle like come into the Comedy Store. He didn't tell them that the audience didn't know he was coming.
But was there no video?
Absolutely. Thing? Okay. Like he's at that phase of his career, like nigga, silence. So they did something where they scrambled the signals, where even if somebody tried to sneak and record, your phone is no good here.
What?
And
they can
watch.
Do that? Oh. Yeah. What kind of military shit is that?
Right. So I watched Dave Chappelle bomb, but it was a beautiful disaster. Like, because I know what it's going to be when he's finished. And, like, he was drunk and all of that and, like, out of sorts. But I know that when he is finished with that.
Recently? You never
this
saw
this? This was, like, 2 years ago.
So you never saw
Matter
the finish?
Matter of fact, this was before Sticks and Stones. So he was working Sticks and Stones. Okay. When I saw him, and then he came into the theater in Baltimore, and so it was great for me to see, oh, this is how he did it at the Comedy Store, this is what he got to the theater, but by the time he got to Georgia and filmed it for Netflix, I was like, nigga, that came out amazing.
Oh, he didn't miss since his comeback. He has not missed since. Yeah.
So, I mean, if you're truly a lover of comedy, if you're truly a fan of the culture, then you understand, you know, what we have to go through. And, like, sometimes, I ain't gonna hold you to here. Sometimes I lie. I be like, yeah, I just thought about this on the way over here. Yeah, nigga, I've been working on this joke for 2 years. But I just lied. I was like, yeah, just, you know, this probably. No, like, I write. And you said it on Keep Your Distance. Every script has, you know,
rewrites.
Multiple drafts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there are drafts. Like, there are jokes that I do that are functional, but it ain't done.
Yeah.
It ain't to my specs. Like, people, like, a lot of people asked me yesterday, what happened with the envelope? And I literally told a group of the people what happened with the envelope. They was like, nigga, you need to say that. I was like, okay. And so when we build our jokes,
we're
thinking about
time. Why are people asking what happened with the envelope?
It was
you not finish?
Jokes.
You don't finish?
It was something that I threw out.
It was like a throwaway line. Just
but I didn't finish it. But the audience told me, you said that. We want more of that. What else happened? And I was like, oh, shit. I didn't even realize that I should go there with it. So now when I go back and write the draft, I'm including that. And then it's like, you know, we're professional stand-up comedians. So it's like you need to have a money set, 3 to 5 minute money set.
Yeah.
And then you have to do your 15 minute and your 20 and your so we're building it by time, not by subject matter. So I need to find out how to cut the fat and get this in 3 to 5.
Yeah.
But then also if I'm doing an expanded version, if I'm featuring or something like that. So like people don't, I feel like they don't respect what it is that we do. Everybody thinks they can do what we do. Just because you're a funny person doesn't mean you're a comedian.
At all.
Like, are you willing to commit to a joke that you think is funny as fuck, but the audience is not laughing? Are you committed? Ooh. Are you committed to that bit?
Are you ready to sit in silence for 20 seconds while doing the setup and the audience ain't like they look like they ain't rocking with it all?
At all.
It's different. It's different. But I do want to say this.
Scary as fuck.
We got to get up out of here. All right, guys, we got more shows to shoot.
I was having such a great time.
Yeah, we having a ball.
Ty's tangents. Push like I said, the conspiracy stuff, everything I set up.
We're doing good shit.
Come back next week. Okay. We're doing another episode because I was like, I'm not gonna cut this off
news
stories.
It was still good. Well, listen, I'm to hear more. I want to thank our very amazing, very talented, very beautiful guest, Ty Davis, for pulling up. Be looking out for her for on tour with me and Kim on stage when Angel can't make it. Pat,
goodbye.
Another episode of Damn It and I Just Care. We'll see you next week, guys. Before we get up out of here, Ty, you want to tell them where they can find you at?
Oh yeah, you can follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, at Comedian Ty Davis. Just go to the Instagram, at Comedian Ty Davis. Hit follow. My link tree will put you into all of the other places that I'm at. I'm trying to get my numbers up. I hit 33,000 followers after Keep Your Distance Comedy. So thank you guys so much. The Yam Family merch and the Get Your Ass Out of Your Merch is still available for purchase. And I have another exciting announcement that will be dropping in the next couple of weeks, but you gotta follow me to see what it is. You feel me?
You feel me?
The Yam Fam.
All right, guys, we'll see you next week. Peace.
Hey, it's Boxer.
And I'm Sarah Towns with Experience Columbus.
Did you know Columbus is home to the #1 science museum in the country?
Ranked #7 on Food & Wine's list of America's next great food cities.
And one of Condé Nast Traveler's top 10 best big cities in America.
Yes, Columbus. An Experience Columbus podcast keeps you in the know about what's happening in the Arch City.
Binge, listen to all the current episodes.
Or catch up on all things Columbus and discover what makes this city so special.
By the end, you'll be asking yourself, can all of this really exist in one city?
Yes, Columbus.